Up next, we have Dave Podmore's World of Cricket. Tonight, the player joins a Z-list, you guys say Z-list, of celebrities on a charity walk for a mauled dog. Now, I've been advised to tell you that no dogs were injured during the making of this show. However, two cricket fans died of boredom. Here's Dave Podmore's World of Cricket.
Hello, I'm Andy Hamer, and this is Dave Podmore's World of Cricket.
That's a terrible decision, but really, you know, Podmore's only got himself to blame. And you can see it's coming up on the replay. And yes, he's clearly bought a pension scheme from that chap in the Bollinger tent. And I fancy that could prove very, very costly.
Well, we have seen some awful decisions in this match, but that has to be the worst. Podmore has elected to shave the left side of his scalp, and he has bleached the other half. And he's written Burger King in green by a row on his forehead. Well, he'll see the highlights tonight and he'll know he should not have done that.
Oh, and that's another one right off the meat. Slices of doner kebab disappearing down Podmore's throat like nobody's business. And I dare say that stallholder on the boundary, you can't believe his luck. I think he'd be able to retire to his native land and become the Grand Emir of Constantinople. If indeed you can be a Grand Emir of... Perhaps I mean Pasha now, they're all in the common market. Oh dear, it is so difficult, isn't it, with everything called something different these days. Bill, can you keep up with this political correctness? I find it very difficult. Still, we've all got to say it's a marvellous, frightfully good thing, so there we are, we just have to make the best of it.
It's a wonderful day here at Lord's, and a capacity crowd is being treated to an absolutely marvellous display of batting from Dave Podmore. Every innings is important to Pod, but this one is a bit extra special. The reason? Let the man himself explain.
Yeah, no, I'm dedicating this next knock to Shep.
And who's Shep?
He's a dog, Andy.
Dave Podmore's known for his affinity to dogs. Why Shep in particular?
Well, he's a sheepdog from Cumbria. Bit of a rascal, but his family sadly had to sell him at the height of the foot and mouth crisis. Same old story, ran away to London, ended up roaming the streets, hanging around King's Cross.
A sad but familiar scenario, Pod, and I suppose the inevitable happened.
Yes, run over by a cyclist, a solicitor, I believe, who was...
Riding on the pavement?
Riding on the pavement, yes. Hang on, Andy, just got to play this next ball.
Well kept out, Pod. So, a feast of charity entertainment for the crowd who've turned up in their thousands to support this worthy cause.
Yeah, it's not that surprising, actually, Andy. We've got some A-list celebrities here who've come along to have a laugh, obviously, but also play some good cricket. We've got most of the stars from Robot Wars. We've got Sir Kill-A-Lot, Shunt, obviously, Sergeant Bash. And we're very pleased to have, I think, for the first time at Lord's, all five of Jan Leeming's ex-husbands.
Cool.
Excuse me, Andy, I'll just negotiate this. Yep, one run.
Well, technically that's five runs, Pod, hitting a metal object.
Oh, great.
And that shunt out of action.
Over on his back again. Cutting a ball in half with that circular saw. Who's operating your remote control, mate? Was he Macram?
No, it's those three men with long hair and T-shirts hanging out. Look, they're running on to put the fire out. Mm. Oh, watch it, Pod, there's another ball coming.
Oh, hang on, I wasn't ready. Where are you? Ex-husband, whatever your name is. Bloody hell, I can see why she chucked you out.
Pod's innings may have come to an inglorious end, but his walk back to the pavilion marked the first leg of an even bigger journey. Dave Podmore's marathon trek across Britain to raise money for Shep, a.k.a. the Big Walkies. Well, Pod, it may be a charity walk, but you've invested in some serious kit for it.
Well, I got to, Andy. We'll be walking 35 mile a day, so being dressed properly is obviously very important. Well, it's omnipotent.
Is it left over right or right over left?
I'll do it for you.
That's all right.
Don't you normally wear a clip-on bow tie, Pod, for your many functions?
I said I'll do it, OK? Just couldn't find a purple one to match the spats.
Oh, goodness gracious, St. Mandeville, you said.
Well, those Savile's here. Right, top hat, cane, glass of champagne. Oh, Barry, can you tell Tiffany to get her top off for the photo? Oh, still some more kettle chips in here.
Right, let's do it.
Pod, you've got bits of crisp all down your front. Come
here. Leave it, Andy.
You must cross labels out at the back.
I take your people! Touch me all the time.
I caught up with Pod a few days later, when he was on the North Circular. The walk was gathering momentum.
Good on you, Pod! God bless you,
guys! Nice one, Pod!
So, tell me about you and Shep, Pod.
Oh, well, when I first saw him, he broke my heart, Andy. With the wheels on his back end, couldn't cock his leg.
Every time we went past the lamppost, the family had to use spanners.
That's sad. Still, they can do wonderful things these days.
Oh, yeah, the guys from Robot Wars are working on giving him a bit more mobility and firepower.
Yeah?
Actually. Good teething troubles. The lamppost getting sawn in half, obviously. A couple of posties got incinerated, but well, they would have been sacked anyway, so that's no great loss.
Oh, hang on, Pod. There's an old gentleman struggling up the bank from the underpass.
Can't stop Andy walking. It's one of those things, if you think about it. Lose the plot, end up standing still.
Yeah, this is for shit.
Yeah, stick it in the bucket, mate.
It's my pension.
Yes.
I just want to see the little fella chase the stick again.
Yes, I'm sure we all do. Thanks very much.
So the last time you took a wicket, when I was caught in.
Well, Pod, if I can get a word in edgeways, I believe you and Shep met at the vets.
Yeah, very much so, Andy. I was there researching an idea I had for a primetime TV series.
That'd be Celebrity Roadkill.
Yeah. Celebrity Roadkill's an idea I came up with on the M25 during one of my shopping expeditions to Lakeside.
Do you ever do anything uncool, Pod?
Not if I can help it. But, do you mind, we're not here to talk about Dave Podmore. This is for Shep. It's about sending a dog with no back legs to Disneyland.
Hear, hear.
Cut Pod in half and you'll find the word charity tattooed on his heart and lungs. He lives and breathes goodly deeds. Witness his most noble of nods to take part in the watershed moment of British television, which banished forever the stuffy image of the monarchy. The 1987 ratings topper, It's a Royal Knockout.
Oh! He's missed it! He's in the costume!
It was Pod's very great honour to take part in the cricket game, involving 12-foot inflatable sausages and giant Brussels sprouts. His role in Prince Edward's 11? To smother the wobbling logs in marmalade.
Ha, ha, ha! He's dropped his marmalade bucket! And Rowan Atkinson trying to lick all four royal derrieres at once! And then a shaving foam everywhere, Eddie! Help me, Eddie!
Yeah, no, it's a shame we couldn't finish the game due to the rain and the bad light, obviously. By the time Ruth Maddock decked Magnus Pike with a very quick sprout indeed, there was no way we could carry on.
But the event did raise a substantial amount of money.
Yeah, no, won 13 quid off Valerie Singleton at cards. I bet Anthony Andrews that Prince Edward would lose his rag when the press boys called him a pillock, so add him for 2 grand. And I got his teddy bear.
So, another entry in the record books for Dave Podmore, the only person to have enjoyed the day. Because It's a Royal Knockout attracted a good deal of flack from the critics, who implied a certain lack of sincerity on the part of the celebrities involved. Sad to say, that attitude still prevails.
Cheers, mate. Whatever you can spare.
Get off the road, you great fat self-publicising bastard.
You're going the wrong way for Islington. I think you heard me, Pod.
To be honest, Andy, I'm very disappointed with the way certain people have chosen to say I'm only doing this to get in everyone's good books. That's up to them, I suppose. It's their priority. But that kind of cynicism, I find it disgusting and sickening.
Does it make you sad, Pod?
No, Andy, it just makes me smile.
Tell me about it.
I just did, Andy. Oh, squashed fox, look.
Oh, that'd be good on Celebrity Roadkill, Pod.
Oh, yeah, you don't know who ran it over, though, do you? I mean, it might have been someone nobody's ever heard of.
Actually, you see more and more foxes, especially in inner-city areas. My friend in Sutton Coalfield, he said you don't even leave a black bin bag outside the front door.
I think the thinking behind Celebrity Roadkill was when you've got personalities on the move all the time, that's a reasonable bet. They're going to run the odd animal over, and most likely they'll have an amusing story to tell about it. And, well, I thought, hang about, Pod. That's family viewing, is that? 7:30 Sunday night. Cheers, love. It's a ride on the ghost train for the little fella.
Have you had any reaction from TV bosses yet to the proposal, Pod?
Oh, yeah, that bent at the BBC, you know. Big air, no draws. She was cacking herself to get her hands on it, apparently. But to be honest, Andy, I didn't want to see it cheapened and dragged down market.
You said no to BBC One, Pod.
Yeah, indeed, Mr. Hamer. I want to preserve the integrity of the idea, so I'm hoping to get the nod from Channel 5. Oh, look. Look.
What is
Andy,
it? What?
Look. Someone's left a Twix here. I haven't finished it, look. Hey, we're up on the day.
Many people still mistakenly think charity walks by cricketers began with Ian Botham's heroics in the 1980s, often in full evening dress and with several elephants in attendance. But in fact, his beefiness was only the latest in a long line of illustrious predecessors.
Australian batting ace Don Bradman tackled John O'Groats to Land's End. 334 miles before lunch. Wearing a tweed suit, crumbly overcoat and Trilby hat, he hopes to raise money to give these boys from Bermondsey a holiday by the seaside.
If it helps these lads to evade bronchial disease, I don't mind how far I have to walk or how uncomfortable the clothing.
While the rest of the With It Nation twists the night away, Yorkshire's Freddie Truman takes to the Great North Road with only some cool cat's eyes for company.
Walked all day with a boot full of blood, me. Not a word of thanks. Come over here looking for handouts. They should be walking for me. And I do not understand what is going on.
Fast forward 20 years, and Jeff Boycott is walking from Land's End to John O'Groats. Fast forward another 10 years, and he's got as far as Paul Perreault. Meanwhile, the familiar figure of David Gower pounds the pavements of London's Covent Garden. What does he hope to raise?
Well, I hope to raise this by no means unacceptable glass of South African Chardonnay, followed by a far from immature bottle of in no way unchilled Dom Perignon, which is not exactly the worst kind of way to forget. You've got to go and do, they think it's all over every Monday night.
Day 10 of Pod's charity marathon, and with it, a setback. A whole trainload of celebrity well-wishers, including the entire casts of House Doctor, Changing Rooms and Ground Force, plus top TV funny man Rory Bremner, had promised to join Pod on his walk up the hard shoulder of the M6. But when they still hadn't arrived in Birmingham, a week after leaving Euston, Pod was forced to carry on alone.
So, Pod, are you disappointed at the level of support?
So, Pod, are you disappointed? Just a minute, who are you?
Mandy Kramer. I'm interviewing Pod for Radio Tamworth.
Nobody contacted us about this.
Mandy? Does that end with a Y or an I?
What would you like it to end with?
Andy, there's Summerfields just down that slip road there. They've got a 3-for-2 deal on Pringles. Just get us some, will you?
3-for-2 doesn't go, Pod.
That's all right, I'll carry a tape recorder for you. Go on, just see you in a bit.
Well, all right.
So, Mandy with the mysterious final letter. Grill me.
Well, Pod, you're not renowned as a walker, so what's all this about?
Well, the way I see it, Mandy, life's for living, and we're here to give a disabled dog called Shep a better one.
Many Pod fans might be surprised to see this serious side of the man they call the Clown Prince of Cricket.
Well, Mandy, I tell him not to panic. Dave Podmore's still the same guy who was proud to be named as one of Wisden's top 5 wind-up merchants of the century, so just because I'm wearing my heart on the sleeve of Michelle's suit doesn't mean I'm not going to be extracting a fair amount of urine come the next season.
That'll come as a big relief to everyone on the county circuit. How much urine on average do you extract?
Oh, now you're asking, Mandy. I'd say I'm looking to extract maybe a litre and a half of urine per session of a match. You see, these are the kind of questions I need.
Yeah, so per day, that'd be probably a good few gallons of urine extracted.
Oh, yeah, certainly I'd be disappointed if I haven't extracted a good wheelie bin full by the end of a 5-day match. Oh, this is great, isn't it?
And over a season?
Over a season, Mandy, as I say, I'd be extracting enough urine to fill a reasonable-sized swimming pool, to the point whereby you could dive into the urine at the deep end and not bang your head on the bottom.
A swimming pool full of urine. That'd be one for the Guinness Book of Records.
Yeah. You see, he'd never think of saying that. Oh, bloody hell, he's back.
They were shut.
No, they're not. Look, I can still see the sliding doors opening and closing from here. Andy, go on, go back and get me the Pringles. Come on.
No.
You heard what Pod said.
No, I'm not moving. Why are you giving me that piece of cardboard with the word Newcastle written on it?
Get your thumb up, we're busy.
Hello, who's this? Oh, no!
Not wanting to let his old friend down, TV funny man Rory Bremner had used his company helicopter to ensure he could join Pod on the walk. The girl reporter from Radio Tamworth terminated the interview with Pod and set off squealing after Rory, forgetting, in the way that inexperienced broadcasters do, to give so much as an out cue. Sandbatch Services can seldom have played host to such a wide range of mimicry with a topical edge. The effect was immediate.
It's a beautiful morning here at Sandbatch. Oh, bit of politics, bit of satire. Oh, it's shocking technique, is that?
Rory, you're driving him away, mate. Just shake the bucket and talk normally.
And off go the motorists.
Oh, it does me head in this, Andy.
Come on, let's run for it.
But, Pod, there's 8 lanes of fast-moving traffic.
Oh, quick, come on, before it gets to Frank Spencer.
Podmore and Heyman neck and neck as they jump the central reservation.
And bang goes the lorry into the back of the people carrier. Off come the wheels. It's on fire.
Oh, we flipping murdered them. And they'll be filling up the corridors at the General Hospital tonight, I tell you.
Oh, that's a relief. I think we lost him, Andy. He's still got the bucket?
Yep. And it's Andy with a Y, by the way.
Ooh.
Day 37 of Pod's pilgrimage for Shep takes him to the outskirts of a city renowned for the warmth of its heart and the bravery of its face against adversity, misfortune, unfairness and disappointing football results.
See, Andy, the teddy bears are getting thicker on the railings. Nearly into Liverpool now.
Yeah, I do believe Liverpool boasts the highest percentage of teddy bear per railing of any major European city, Pod. Hardly leaves room for the flowers.
Oh, I always knew this would be the hardest stretch of the walk, Andy. Getting through the cellophane-wrapped bouquets.
Why did it happen so often?
Are you listening, Mr. Blair?
Well, the Merseysiders have certainly opened their big hearts to Shep's plight. Let's get some Vox Pops. You, madam.
This should never have happened. These flowers will serve as a reminder of a sad day that no one will ever forget.
Yes, but there is hope for Shep.
Who the f*** Shep?
The eyes of the world are on Liverpool and they're weeping today.
What about?
Everything, really. What have you got?
Everything.
Hey, there's a van over there. Let's go and bang it. Never know, there might be a paedophile inside.
Knowing how, look, it'll be empty. Why? Why?
Oh, this is a right tutter. Let's get out of here. You got the bucket, Andy?
No, you had it.
Huh? One of those scally bastards nicked it. Oi!
No, Pod, no. They'll think you're jumping the queue to sign the Book of Condolence. You'll never get out alive.
It was only later that Pod discovered the stolen money had been used to commission a 90-foot-high statue which would dominate the Merseyside skyline and be known as the Teddy of the Northwest. But with all the money gone, Pod was forced to put out an SOS call on the celebrity grapevine. Showbiz friends rallied round and met in a recording studio to cut a disc for Shep.
What? Not one single grumbleweed? You're joking. What about Rod Hull? Oh, that's a shame. Does that mean Emu's out of the equation as well? What about Ernie Wise? Dropping like flies today.
It's 10 o'clock in the morning and already the stars are moving into Pod's orbit.
Thank God for Jan Leeming's ex-husbands. They're our bankers, Andy. We need some more A-list. Who's that standing in front of the mirror?
TV's Nigel Planer.
Who?
Like heavy, man.
You're right, Andy.
You know, Neil from The Young Ones. Remember when Stephen Fry couldn't do it? He recommended Nigel. Said he was moist and tufty.
Oh, cheers, Stephen. Next time you're up shit creek, remind me to burn the paddle. Oh, look, the robot's arrived. Hey, you can always count on Sergeant Bash. Bashy! Put it there, mate. Oh, all right, put it there then. Oh, dear, hang on. Could somebody get the fire extinguisher?
Hi, Pod. I'm Nigel. Hi. We played charity cricket at Camberley.
Of course we did, pal.
I scored 175 off you, actually.
Oh, well done.
As soon as I heard about Shep, I just had to be here. So, I mean, it's amazing, mate, really, what you're doing.
Yeah, you were quick out of the blocks, weren't you? Because it wasn't strictly an offer, was it, mate? You see what I'm saying? So it's a bit naughty, that. Yeah, you haven't got Lenny Henry's number, have you? Because he's good.
No.
Yeah, I really like him.
Oh, hello! Oh, my God!
Hey!
With the arrival of Helen from Big Brother and John Stalker of TV commercials fame, Pod's dream team was taking shape.
Hello, love! Can I get you anything? What do you like?
I like blinking, glitter, and he loves Paul Clark.
Smashing! Helen, you know Sir John Stalker, former Deputy Chief Constable of Greater Manchester Police?
Hello, Helen. How long since you installed your garage doors? Because you might want to think about security.
And with the appearance of Phil Collins, you had just enough time to play this riff before getting back on Concord to perform the second half of his gig in Philadelphia, Pod's team was ready to make an assault on the record books.
OK, fellas, who's up for doing the lead vocal?
I'll tell you what, why don't I, like, lay down just, you know, a quick guide vocal, and then we can overdub the BVs later on, if you like.
Why do I always get these ones, Andy?
There's a little dog that everyone adores. He's only got wheels where there should be paws. His name is Shep, and he's kind of sweet. But obviously, as I say, he's only got 2 feet.
OK, anyone apart from Nigel? Doomy? Bashy? Oh. All right, it'll have to be Nigel then, I suppose.
There's a little dog that everyone adores. He's only got wheels where there should be paws. His name is Shep and he's kind of sweet.
But obviously, as I say, he's only got 2 feet. Give Shep money, he'll take a check or cash in hand. Give Shep money, send a two-legged doggy to Disneyland. Dreams can come true, but they don't come cheap. He's only got wheels, so he can't chase sheep. So flog off your kids and send your house. It's Shep's waggy tail dream to meet Mickey Mouse. Give Shep money.
Give Shep money, and the big, big question is, will it still be number one this time next week? You're listening to Mandy Kramer's Drive Time, bringing you news, chat and music this fabulous Tuesday tea time. And
no weather, you notice. Talk about amateur night. No sunny award there, methinks, Pod.
Something I'd like to dedicate to Dave Podmore, who's still number one in my book.
Oh, yuck.
I think they're making these baths smaller.
And this one's for you, Pod, wherever you are and whatever you're doing. You
keep saying... Get out, you bastard! Been saving that one up since Sunderland.
That's enough of that.
Andy, are there any more of those Scotch eggs in the minibar?
It's day 57 of the walk, Moat House number 32. Past the halfway point, but Pod's feet have taken a terrible pounding and a red roar after his exertions.
Oh, damn, how they walk. I just caught a toe at a funny angle when I kicked that Saab's door in. Still, he had it coming, bloody National Trust sticker, the tosser.
Do you want a towel or anything, Pod?
No, you're all right.
Well, like your ankles, Pod, the postbag's certainly bulging. Pledges of money pouring into Shep's fighting fund.
Yeah, I think people from all walks of life have been touched by the story. Kids, pensioners, other dogs.
And look, there's even one here from an open prison. Good heavens, a cheque for £50,000.
Yeah, let's have a look. Signed by Geoffrey Archer, see? And he's had help writing it. No stamp either. Next!
HSBC Bank, the Leeds branch, have had a whip round and sent you £17.50. Oh dear, they've charged you £25 for sending the letter.
Has that one got a royal seal on it?
Oh, it's from Prince Edward's TV company, Ardent Productions.
Can you read it, Andy? I've got my mouth full.
Dear Pod, one regrets one is unable to greenlight the series of Celebrity Roadkill on account of one's decision to give up one's career and spend more time with the royal family.
Is that a yes or a no?
I think it's a no, Pod. P.S. My mother wishes to know what you do and have you come far.
So what did he bother making the pilot for, then?
Ardent Productions invested in many programmes with a royal connection, which were never transmitted. But surely the saddest disappointment for the loyal British viewer was never being able to see the first and last edition of It's a Royal Roadkill, presented by His Royal Highness Prince Edward and Stuart Hall.
And his 4x4. It's zigzagging all over Windsor Great Park. Oh, it's missed. No, it's run under the wheels. Du spoil. And there goes Prince Philip driving his Kitchen 4 and, oh, up and he's playing his Joker. Oh, and he's missed the cow. He's coming this way.
Get out of the way, you blithering Nancy boy with your stupid striped laser.
No, no, he's run me over. Oh, my leg's broken, but I'm not dead, so he's wasted his Joker.
Oh, you're not dead, are you? You slivvy-eyed, pot-bellied northern ass.
Oh, what a frightful shame. Shot the stripy man.
So we see how the tradition of royal slaughter continues to this day. It was my great-great-great-great-great-grandfather who first recognised the immense pleasure to be had from endangering species.
Day 84 and Journey's End, which was also the beginning, because Pod's progress around the country has led him back to London. In addition to his support team of hot dog and ice cream vans, jacket potato wagons, mobile cash points, etc., there is now in Pod's wake a veritable caravan of supporters, stretching as far as the eye can see.
Just look at this for a hero's welcome, Pod, as we approach the Millennium Bridge. Dixieland Jazz Band, London Symphony Orchestra. Oh, look, the Red Arrows spelling out Shep with their vapour trails.
Cheers, fellas!
Pod! Even Nigel Planer's come to join the party.
Hi, Pod! Pod! Any chance of getting some royalties for that song?
You haven't seen him, Andy. Keep walking. Just walk, Andy.
Okay. And a typically stylish Podmore touch to follow the route of the late Princess Diana's funeral in reverse.
Yeah, I knew that. I'd bump the cash up a bit.
So how much is the total now, Pod?
We're up to 7 million now, Andy.
That's a pretty healthy sum, just to send a dog to Disneyland.
Oh, yeah, you factor in my expenses, admin costs, kennelling, wear and tear. But should easily leave £79 for the Eurostar and a night in a hotel. That's still quite a lot. Like, you didn't have to go on Eurostar, you could go on the ferry. And you didn't have to go to Disneyland either, you could go to Legoland. If he's only a dog, he wouldn't have a clue where he is, would he? Oh, look who's coming across the Wobbly Bridge to meet me!
Is it Shep?
No, look, Andy, it's Mandy!
Oh, the Wicked Witch of the West Midlands.
Come here, you pod man!
Can you leave him alone? So, Pod, I expect you'll be looking forward to padding up for Leicestershire again.
So, Pod, you're a big man, and a big man has big appetites. Which of the creature comforts have you missed most during the big walkies?
Come back here and I'll show you.
Don't worry, Pod, I'll deal with this.
Oh!
Andy! He just pushed her in the river!
So, Pod, back to Leicester's chances of avoiding the wooden spoon.
Andy, I was in there!
And now she's in there. Don't stop, Pod. Come on, we're nearly home.
Andy!
Come on.
You just can't.
No, come on.
So, after nearly 3 months, 840 miles, 15 pairs of sponsored trainers, 5 times Pod's own body weight in BAPS alone, 4 tons of crisps, and enough sunny delight to turn New Zealand orange, Pod approached the Grace Gates at Lord's, stopping briefly in the hallowed ground's newly franchised Hog Roast Village. And here to greet the great man...
Oh, you say the Duchess, you say... Keep her at home, sir.
Apart, obviously, from Jimmy Savile, is Pod's canine inspiration and biped best friend.
Hello, Shep 3!
Hello!
Yeah! You and me are going to Disneyland, didn't we? You fancy a ride on Thunder Mountain, mate?
Yeah, it's a shame, that, because you won't get in. There's a height restriction.
In there!
All right, lads, that's your lot.
So, Pod, what have you missed most?
Driving, actually.
Oh, not Shep, then.
Well, you know, Andy, it's a funny thing, but he's the only dog I've never really liked. I think he puts it on a bit.
Well, there's a treat in store for Dave Podmore, because here's your Dayu, parked exactly where you left it 3 months ago, in the disabled space just inside the ground.
Great. Cheers, Andy.
Where are you going, Pod? The official celebrations are about to begin.
Gotta go and find Mandy.
Watch out, Pod! Oh dear.
Coming up next on Channel 5, a brand new series, Celebrity Roadkill, where tonight's guests are Rowan Atkinson, and a very flat cat indeed, Omar Sharif, who shows us the remains of a peregrine falcon, and we find out just what cricketer Dave Podmore's been scraping off his rear bumper.
Dave Podmore would obviously like to thank Chris Douglas, Nick Newman, and Andrew Nichols for making this programme. Also Chris Pavlo, Nicholas Anderson and Richard Wilson. Dave Podmore's World of Cricket was brought to you by Dogworm Direct, the online solution to your best friend's unwelcome visitors. You're a mouse click away from a worm-free day. Hup, boy, come sit on my lap.